At his daily mass on October the 13th, 2014, Pope Francis asked those present, "Are we open to the God of surprises?" Brenda, Kimberly, that's mom and sister, by the way, "Were you not surprised when Roger decided to be a Catholic? Were you not knock me over with a feather surprised when Roger entered seminary? Are you not sitting here this morning absolutely stunned, awash in a kaleidoscope of memories and emotions, shocked and proud that Roger is a priest today? How could this have possibly happened? Our Roger celebrating his first Mass as a priest. Yes, Kimberly, that little boy who slapped you in the face with a piece of pepperoni pizza is a priest." The conclusion is obvious. There must be a God, and he is certainly a God of surprises. I'm reminded of a verse in Psalm 118. "This is the Lord's doing, and it is a marvel in our eyes." A marvel in our eyes indeed, for this morning we are surprised. We marvel. We are proud of Father Roger and thankful to the Lord for this newly ordained servant of his. There are many joys in the life of a priest. One of them is to preach at a first Mass, and I am truly honored that Father Roger would invite me to offer this homily. Priests always remember who preached at their first Mass. For the non-Catholics present, or for maybe those who have not been to a first Mass, you should know that there is a long-standing tradition that the guest preacher is expected to preach for at least 1 hour. So sit back and enjoy the ride. I came to know Roger well in the seminary as I accompanied him on his spiritual journey over the course of 3 years. Now, for those of you who know Roger, you might know that he was, before being a priest and seminarian, a full-time professional cook. Now, neither the seminary nor I forgot his past life and his special talent, because on occasion we would ask Roger to put a little something together on one occasion or another. Have you ever been to one of Roger's meals? 5 courses and 3 hours later, you're still having a little something. Knowing Roger as I do, I would like to think that he is very much like the meals that he prepares. First, they are well thought out and planned. Roger is certainly thoughtful, and yes, he can even be spontaneous in a well-planned sort of way. Second, Roger is not fast food. He is gourmet. As you do not prepare gourmet foods quickly, neither do you know Roger quickly. You have to approach him with a sense of respect and wonder, just what is it that we have on this plate? You need to savor him with time in order to pick up the many nuances of his personality and character. Roger appears so calm and collected all the time. And to conclude the analogy with cooking, Roger will simmer a long time, but he hardly ever boils. Our sense of marvel is highlighted with today's solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The God of surprises, the one God reveals himself to his chosen people in time. They hear his voice. They are led by him, protected by him. And Moses exclaims, "Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of?" Without any hint of doubt, no maybes, no ifs, or on occasion when you feel like it, Moses insists, "Know now and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other." My brothers and sisters, if there is a gift that I ask for even after a number of years of priesthood, it is the gift of awe. A keen sense of reverence, a glimpse, however slight, of God as exalted and majestic being, a way of relating to God as expressed by the prophet Jeremiah, "For who is this that has ventured to approach me, says the Lord?" Or in the words of Malachi, "For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is awesome before the nations. I pray for a sense of this God, the Lord who is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. You see, even a priest can be tempted to put God into a box, to reduce him to something that I can manage and control and understand. Isaiah reflects, "Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, Savior." This God is adored today in the church as Trinity. We will hear Father Roger pray in a short while for the first time the preface with these words, "One God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a Trinity of one substance. This God, whom, as scriptures testify, is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth, and is exalted high above the heavens, is also near. As one poet said, God is further than any distance and nearer than any nearness. I am with you always until the end of the age." It's the promise of Jesus, who was born to be Emmanuel, God with us forever. And the priest is at the service of this God. On the one hand, majestic and glorious and holy and unapproachable in light, and whom on the other hand did not deem his equality with God something to be grasped at, jealously guarded, but a God who is a humble slave servant to the point of dying a death in abject humiliation so that we, his beloved, may have life. In the name of the Most Holy Trinity, Father Roger will accompany and serve his people during the most significant moments of their lives. He will baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He will witness marriages in the name of the Holy Trinity. And at the definitive encounter of his parishioners with God as they near the end of their earthly existence, Roger will pray, "Go forth, Christian soul, from this world in the name of God, the Almighty Father, who created you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who suffered for you. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is poured out upon you, go forth, faithful Christian." And it's in these latter occasions, probably more than any other moment, that the priest and the faithful come to terms with what is really important and most readily touch the face of God. The patron saint of priests, Saint John Vianney, said that if the priest were to truly understand what he is, he would die. Now, Roger, I'm not aware of any priest who died at the knowledge or the realization, the significance of his identity. But as a priest of Jesus Christ, I will say that we grow in that understanding over time and with no small amount of struggle. The struggle is most keen at the sometimes disheartening experience of our own weakness. On the other hand, we do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weakness, for Jesus Christ has been tested in every respect. As priests, we are indeed able to console those who are in affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Now, Father Roger, you are happy that your days of a seminarian are over. And rightly so, because on the material plane, you, for many years, you have never had your car or even a bathroom to speak of. Now his car is bigger than the room he had in the seminary. Those days are over. But you know that your formation to Christ the Good Shepherd, who gives his life for his sheep, does not end. You will love your people and they will love you in return. You will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. But nothing and no one, Father Roger, can supplant, replace, or substitute a deep, abiding love for the person of Jesus Christ who called you. He may not be the only love in your life, but you know that Jesus Christ has a claim on your heart that no one else can, as the only love of your life. Father Roger, know that you are loved beyond belief. Love him back to the best of your ability. Speak with him often, and he will surely bless you with many years of joyful service. Ad multos annos, Roger.